This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order CDs and printed copies of today's service will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
How would you describe your relationship with God? That's going to be our sermon theme for today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have presented yourself to us as a loving, kind, anxious God to have us in your fold. We pray, O God, that we may understand so many of these invitations, such as we have today. Cast all of your cares on me, for I care for you. Lord, thank you for revealing your lordship, and we thank you that this is the kind of a God you are. All this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Friends in Christ, 7 weeks ago in the United States, we relived some of the terrible experiences that we had on September 11th, 2001. Our nation had been attacked. 3,000 people had been killed as the hijacked airplanes crashed into the Twin Towers in New York City. The Pentagon had been hit in Washington, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a plane was forced down, killing, I believe, some 40 more. "I don't want to die," many people were heard saying. In fact, the cries were coming fast and furious from those who were caught in one of these towers. "God help us. God, please let me out of here. I have a family who really needs me. People were turning to the Almighty God for help. The question that I often have thought of since that day was, how did they know God? How would they have described their relationship with God? As I listened to the prayers being lifted up to God, my heart was touched that many of these people had a faith in God. The question that I again was asking was, how did they know God? How would they describe him as the God of their life? Was he simply a higher power, or was he their heavenly Father who had created them and loved them, and they could know and live with him personally as their Savior and Lord? Had they called on him daily when all was well and life was moving on routinely? Or was it only in times where there was no one else to help, no one else to whom they could go? Don't get me wrong. I am not criticizing. I was thankful for those prayers, and we do not know how God dealt with them in their dying moments. But this we do know. God wants us to have a personal relationship with him, and so we can hear him calling us, pleading with us to come to him. Let me read you a part of our text today. It's recorded in the 5th chapter of 1 Peter, beginning with the 6th verse. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all of your anxieties on him, because he really cares for you. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. That's our text, and especially these two verses. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up at the right time. Cast all of your cares on him, because he really does care for you. Now I'd like to return to these two families that might have been suffering terribly on that 9/11. The children were back in the first home. The children were back in school. The mothers had a busy day scheduled. There were a lot of things that they had to get done. The dads were headed for their office in the World Trade Center. One of the families had a devotion. It was a reading from the Bible and praying together. Then when this was all done, they hugged one another and were on their way. This was the beginning of another day. They left their homes carrying the love from one another, but more than that, having heard a word of love from Jesus Christ, their Savior. This is the way that they started their new day. When this man had gotten to his office, he began to go about his work. And that office that was neat, well cared for, in a few minutes was nothing more than rubble. People were shouting and crying. The tower had been hit by an airplane, and they realized that death could be very near. My friend that I have described as leaving home with such a beautiful beginning was frightened too. Even though he was a committed Christian, he was frightened. He was concerned about his family who needed him, but he would not be around to lead them. However, in the midst of all the toil and turmoil and tears, he remembered God's word to them that very morning. Cast all of your cares on me, because I really care for you. He couldn't explain it. He didn't know what the future was going to be. There was a real mystery behind all of this. Why did God permit anything like that to happen? All these questions, which are so natural, came to him as well as any other. But this he did. He knew, as he went back in his thoughts, that he could be assured that his family were in the hands of God, and a heavenly Father would be with them, come what may. And if he were going to take him to heaven, then it would be all right too. Not the way he had planned it, not the way he liked it right on that day, but he had a God with whom he had a personal relationship, and in those trying, difficult moments, that God, through his word, the Bible, had spoken to him clearly. Let's take the other family. The other family got up about the same time. The children were going to school. Mother was busy with all kinds of things. And the family grabbed something to eat on their way out of the door. They had a very impersonal relationship with God. Oh, they believed in God. They went to church only occasionally, though. They had no prayer time in their home. They were nice people, but a relationship with God was lacking, and they could only say, my relationship with him is somewhat impersonal. But when the towers came tumbling down from the attack, this father tried praying to a higher power. Pretty hard to do. God had not spoken to him that day because he would not listen. He would not pick up his word and read it. He had not spoken to God. For this was the first time in the towers that he had prayed for a long, long time. He probably had little comfort and no assurance of what the future held for his family and himself. Two families, both praying to God. One with a personal relationship, and the other with nothing but a very distant relationship. We live, my friend, in an imperfect world. It is broken. And so we need a message like this coming from God. Humble yourself, therefore, unto God's almighty hand, that he may lift you up at the right time. Cast all of your cares on him, because he cares about you. And that's the situation where we find ourselves today. Yes, we live in this fallen world, and we all have our experiences that are, symbolically speaking, our 9/11s for us. I would like to share with you just a few of them this morning. For I served a long time, 43 years in one parish, and many terrible things happened. Many wonderful things happened, but tough ones too, 9/11s. During the years that I was there, I stood with the families who had lost three of their sons in a motorcycle accident. There they were, crushed, never to speak to them again. All of them had great futures before them. They had been killed. I visited one mother and her husband early, early in the morning. Her daughter had been out and was in an automobile accident, and she was killed. They're 9/11. I know a young mother. She still lives and has a fine home now with a second husband. He was a university administrator. And that day, on business for the university, he went out and was going to another town. When suddenly in the fog, his car collided with a large truck, and he was killed. The university was notified, and one of the members on the university staff was a member of our church, and he called me and he said, "This person has died. Would you go and tell his wife?" And I said, "I'll go, but I would appreciate it if you'd go with me." Well, he said, "I'm no good at a time like this, but I'll go along with you if you need the support." So he and I went out to that home. The wife was standing at the kitchen sink, looking out the window. And when she saw this university man and her pastor come into the door, she knew something was wrong. And then I broke the news to her. She said, "I just knew it." And she was crushed in despair. Her whole life was turned around. She didn't think it made any sense. But now that God has lifted her up in the person of Jesus Christ, and she has another beautiful home and a wonderful husband, God-fearing man, they're having a good time together. But she had her 9/11. She could talk to you about casting your cares on him, for he cares about you. And in good time, he will lift you up. This healing doesn't take place just all of a sudden. No, it can take sometimes years. But then there comes a day when you can rejoice in the Savior that you have. Of an entirely different situation, I know a mother. Her son was a great person, is a great person, but he had gotten into some difficulty with the law. And so he was sent away to prison for a long time. When we sat in that courtroom and the judge spoke to this man as a kind father and said, "I have to send you away for a long, long time, but the law demands it, for you have done something terribly wrong." That man sits in the prison today. That mother's heart still aches. She's been lifted up. She's cast her cares upon the Lord, but it's still difficult. But she has someone to turn to, and it's a personal relationship. It's not something that you were just as praying to some higher power. No, I know the young lady now who's yet in her 50s. That lady, in the course of her short time on this earth, has buried her father and her mother and her husband and her brother. She has buried 4 of her loved ones. She has 2 children left who are her blood relations in that sense of the word. And I remember one day her saying to me, "You know, I'm really tired of calling the mortician. I hope this is the end." She's been lifted up. She's been a powerful witness to all of those people who are around her. This is what Jesus wants us to know today. in this text. Just look at what he says. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's almighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. There are a couple of great thoughts there. We have to humble ourselves. Without a doubt, many of those people felt that they were adequate to take care of the day that was before them. But soon the circumstances showed that they were not. And so their prayers went out, either to a personal or to an impersonal God. We don't know when we begin a new day. And so there is that necessity of humbly taking ourselves aside and saying, God, I know how weak I am, but I know how strong you are. I know that you'll receive me in spite of my sins, because your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has died for me. I know, God, I know. That's humbling yourself, that in due time he may lift us up. Maybe it is in the time of real circumstance, such as we have described on the 9/11 that saw the hijacked airplanes attacking us. Or maybe it's when a loved one has been a disappointment or you have been really crushed. He is there. He's anxious to help us. You cast your cares on me. You can't take all of the worries that come. And then when it's all said and done, and it's over, then he will take you to be with him. That is his promise. He will come and restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. That may happen right here while you're living. I believe that it will, right here on this earth. I have seen people go through some terrible tragedies, but they had that personal relationship with the Lord. In other cases, it probably will not really fully be understood until we get to be with the Lord in heaven. That's our Savior. That's the one who was with us in America on 9/11, 01. He is the one who wants to be with us in America today. But he wants us to come humbly to him. Just think how he could lift us up. Just think of all the sorrow that we have seen in one war after another. Anger and fighting in other cases. Not able to govern this land in peace and love and joy and all that God has given to us. It's a message for us individually. It's a message for us as a country. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares on me. I care for you. That's a promise from God. Amen.
Just as I am, we all one be.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this word, that you are a God who attends us, that you come to us first and says, let's have a relationship together. We thank you that you can come to us. God grant that we may not dismiss this invitation for something that is far less. We thank you also that there is our security. And we pray that through these experiences, where we see your grace and your love, we may become stronger people, greater servants of yours. Lord, we pray in a very special way for some this day who lie on their beds of pain, who are depressed because of things that have happened to them in one way or another. Grant that we may know that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou, Lord Jesus, are with us. Hear our prayer, we ask it, in your holy name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that today's gospel message will guide and comfort you in the week ahead. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit, listener-supported ministry dedicated to serving the spiritual needs of those unable to attend worship in the church of their choosing and all others who have a need to listen. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the internet. Our website also has many other spiritual helps, including a daily devotion, Bible study helps, and a preview of the coming program. Please visit our website at christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. A gift to help cover production and mailing costs, of course, is appreciated. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa area, you may dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 49 years. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.